can I ask you some questions about China and being adopted?
Yes.
So your mom was telling me and your dad was telling me about how your folks found your birth parents in China. And I'm wondering sort of what, when you first became aware of that, how they told you about it and what you thought. Do you remember? Because you were like five, weren't you?
I don't remember.
So you don't remember ever not knowing who they were?
No.
Okay. So tell me about them. What are they like? And how do you guys keep in touch?
Oh, my brother and sister, they're really fun. And I go to the store with them. And when I go to the store, I get candy.
So you mean you go to the store when you go to visit them in China?
Yes.
Tell me about your brother and sister. What are their, how old are they?
I think my sister's about 13 and my brother is about like 8.
And what do you guys do when you visit? Tell me about your visits. You like, you go to the store, you get candy. Do they have like different candy in China?
No, I got like star sugar candy.
That sounds good. And tell me about them. What games do you play? How do you spend your time when you visit?
We eat sugar cane. We went down to the farm to get sugar cane. And we ride our bikes and go around the block.
That's pretty cool. What's their town like? Is it big? Is it little?
It's small.
So when you go to like other kids in the village, no, oh, look who's here. Our friend is here from America to visit.
Sometimes, yeah.
And what's that like for you?
It's exciting and I'm really happy to see them.
That's nice. And what else do you like to do? Tell me about they're your folks, your birth folks. What are they like?
They're nice. And my dad, he picked me and my brother up, and he carried us down to his house.
Oh, how cool. So you get like a piggyback ride?
Yeah.
And your mom mentioned that you like to cook. Do you cook with your birth mom or your grandma there?
I cooked with my mom.
And does she teach you how to make different kinds of dishes?
She teaches us how to make zongzi and dumplings.
I see. Can you remember that when you come home and do it at home? Or is that like a China thing you do in China?
I remember it because we did it. I think on Chinese New Year.
Very cool. Very cool. How many times have you visited?
I forgot.
Do you remember the last time you went to visit?
Yes, in November.
Oh, so that wasn't too long ago. Did you have a long visit there, or were you there for a short period of time?
I was there for, I saw them for like 4 or 5 days, and but we stayed in the hotel for about 6 days.
That's pretty cool. How does China strike you when you go to visit? How is it different from where you live now? Is there anything that feels similar, or does it feel completely different?
What's different is there is stools and not chairs. And what's the same is that there's bikes and they have their own room.
So you mean they have their own room, their own bedroom?
One room is my mom and dad's room, and the other one is my brother and sister's room.
Oh, I see. So your brother and sister share a room. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you like going to visit?
Yes.
Would you ever want them to visit you in the United States? If that were ever possible?
Yes, but they get carsick.
They get carsick, yeah. Well, I would definitely want to avoid that then. So do the kids in your school, like your friends at home in the States, do they, have you told them about your parents and your brother and sister in China?
Yes, I have.
And how do they react to that? Do they have questions for you? Because that's a pretty unusual thing for a Chinese adoptee to be able to know her birth family in China. You have a very, you're the first kid I've interviewed who's been able to meet her birth parents. So that's really cool. And I'm wondering what your friends think about it all, if they ask you any questions.
They ask what my brother and sister's name is, and they ask why I was adopted.
And what do you tell them? You don't have to say your brother and sister's name, but what do you tell them about why you were adopted?
Because you can't have more than two kids because it costs a lot of money.
Do you ever feel like, okay, I'm not interested in talking about this anymore. Stop asking me questions. Or are you okay with talking about it with your friends?
Sometimes when they keep asking me the same question and different questions every time I see them, I want them to stop.
Do you feel like you can tell them that?
No.
No. Why? Why not? Why does it feel hard to tell them that?
Because then they might say, why do you want me to stop asking you that? And I just want to know everything about it.